Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
That was so good.
Thank you.
That was so Thank good.
Thank you. I rehearsed before I got here.
You did so good. Were you like in the mirror? Like mm-hmm. in High School Musical?
What did I do?
I can't do it because my Botox.
that lip flip.
That lip flip won't allow me to do anything like that. I just want to preface the very beginning of this episode by saying I'm so violently high. Wait.
What was that sound?
Is that Leo stepping?
I'm not even high. And wait, was that the doorbell?
Oh, no. And our guest is here. And I thought we had an hour of talking before our guest got here. And I'm so high.
Oh, my God. What do we do?
Oh, fuck.
Slay.
Leo Skeppy is here. TikTok icon, legend, hilarious. You keep it so real. You're Thank so you. Smart. I'm fucking obsessed with you and I'm so happy you made the time.
For you, of course.
Well, I love you. I'm really happy you're here. You texted me the other day. I was like, I need to get you on Canceled. And you sent me your agent. And I was like, he already's a fucking agent. Like, go off. Like, I feel like it's been overnight. Like,
do you have an agent? Like,
you have five agents?
One is on the way.
Really? Yeah. I don't think we've ever had a guest come like with their agent or manager, and they're probably gonna walk in and just see the shit.
Oh,
in my,
what
like,
if they're like,
room?
cut that.
No, that's why I have her coming in case oh. I talk too much shit.
That's smart.
She can take notes of like, cut this, because I was on Zach Sang.
Yeah.
And my manager had a list of all the things we have to cut out.
Imagine, yeah. I just mm-hmm. trashed my entire Zach Sang episode. Like literally the whole episode. I said, don't put that out.
She cut the whole episode. She said, not any of this is usable.
Not You're kidding.
I love Zach Sang.
Wait, get back to me and how you love me and all that.
You're so tall and handsome.
You remind me identically of my best friend, Ari. Like, you guys have, like, such similar personalities. Like, even that, Ari would say that. Ari
look at,
would say
look
that.
At his face.
And Ari would do the same
and
thing.
And I would be offended, too, if you said that to me. No offense, like, Ari.
I've always said, you guys, when you meet, are either going to be best friends forever, inseparable, or hate, like it's like too similar.
Like, I feel like sometimes you can't, it's like putting two beta fish together. You can't do that sometimes because it's like too strong of personalities.
And I'm so fucking excited for it, honestly. It's gonna be everything. You're actually already beefing my friend group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amari and Ashley, what did they do?
Yeah, so
Amari told me a little, but I want to hear your side.
Just never responded to my message last time I was in LA.
No.
Like, she made a whole, like, TikTok about me and was, like, talking about it on, like, Friends Only and all that.
Yeah.
And, like...
Friends Only TikTok, or was that, yeah. like, a, oh, I thought it was, like,
I can't
a weird
see those.
OS.
No. No, so she made a video, like we was friends, and then I messaged her, I was here, she ignored me. So she hurt my feelings, so she's canceled.
She is literally my best friend, and she doesn't answer me. So I completely understand. She's canceled. She's over. Ashley, you're done. Who else? Amari now? Amari's wrong, though. He told me, and I think I know he's wrong.
Like, Amari literally sent me his number and was okay. like, oh, my God, we're going to hang out. Mm-hmm. Guess what we didn't do? Guess what he didn't do?
What didn't he not
Text
do?
Me the fuck back. Why are you giving me your number to ignore me?
That is a really good
Yo,
point.
Yo, that's so
So we
valid.
Got beef.
But it's so funny because I'm like, that's so valid. But I feel like I frequently give people my number.
All the time.
Do you actually want to know that I had text Leo Skeppy on my to-do list? Like this week, like literally to-do list, because I knew if I like hit you to go on Canceled and didn't respond regularly, you'd cook my ass. So I have like a constant reminder to be like, okay, like I can't afford to be cooked. So I'm going to really make sure I answer.
Are you kidding me, please?
What?
I wouldn't cook you.
But you'd like in a
You've
good
been
way.
You've cooked enough for being like... irresponsible. Like I would just overcooked. Leave that be. I wouldn't like.
You're so real for that.
I'm so ego driven. Like I'm never gonna say somebody didn't reply to me.
Yeah.
Like if you just ignored me, I'll just shut the fuck up and take it.
Yeah, 100%. That's fair. I'm like that too. I agree. I do agree with that.
But like, Amari
was excited
Ashley,
though. He was like, really excited you were coming.
Yeah, he actually like compiled a list of so many questions to ask you and shit. Oh. Like for me, like it was really sweet.
Well, I'm. My feelings just got hurt. Like, I'm very, like, tough and, like, ooh, yeah, with it. But, like, my feelings be getting hurt over nothing. Like, you
that's
don't respond to me.
No,
like,
that's my Well, yeah, the way he
me,
said
I'm like,
it.
Fuck
but
you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel the same way. I'm very easily hurt by things.
I'm just so dramatic. So I either, like, so don't care, like, at all, or I, like, freak out over nothing. Right. That was the whole last episode, me freaking out over nothing.
It's oh usually God, a beautiful open. View, but you can't see it right
yeah,
now.
It's really foggy right now. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, my God. The whole window's open. Where the fuck am I?
I don't know, honestly.
I love this.
Tana Mongeau's house, which is right? really scary.
It's scarier like than space.
You know, you can leave at any time if you get uncomfortable.
All right. I'm just going to go that way.
No, we should try to get all the crazy stuff out of him before his agent gets here.
Let's do it.
I'm like, so who do you hate?
Yeah, so have you met, like, an influencer you don't fuck with yet? Or do you have any fun, like, fucking stories for us? Or is that too crazy?
With names. Sorry.
I haven't had a bad interaction with an influencer in person. I have had some fucked up shit happen.
Like in the DMs?
Yeah.
Tell. Do tell. Give them aliases. We like, let's make it to where no one can ever even guess.
We make up names sometimes.
It's so obvious who it is.
Oh man.
It's the only guy I've posted a video about. Well, I don't flirt. I don't go in. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about
later,
that.
Later, I'll tell you. You're going to shit yourself.
I want to know. Damn, because that was on my list of questions to ask you was...
I have his name blocked on all my comments, blocked on my live. Like, so people can't... I'm just waiting for the association to die down. So people stop fucking asking.
I don't know if you want to leave any of this in, but I can relate to that. Like, I'll say I have a crush on someone or something, and then people, like, never let it die. And it's like, that was three different Tanas ago. Like... I don't have a crush on, you know, like now, but it's like forever associated, you know?
Well, my crush for you will never die. No, deadass, like if I was straight, I would have like been claimed you.
No, honestly, I saw you and obviously my immediate first reaction, I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, oh my God.
We're going to make out when we drink. I already know it.
For sure. Dude, I have such a serious problem with that. Like I make out with all my friends when I'm drunk. And then that literally the last episode I didn't make out with Ryan. Shut the fuck up. But the last episode, the last episode I was going into that. I just have an issue with that.
Okay, me next.
Well, yeah, I'm ready. I'm literally ready. What have you done out here so far?
Done what?
Like in LA. Have you gone out? You went out with Spence Waugh.
Girl, in my mind, like, what have you done? I was like, how did you know I didn't drink?
No, she's super high right now.
No,
I'm sorry to call you out. Did I even tell you that? I'm so high right now.
I can't tell.
Wow, slay. Incredible. Just letting you know that.
Maybe now.
Girl, when I get high, you can totally tell. But no, I've gone out. I went on two other podcasts. Mm. Dom was one of them. Love him.
I love him.
I made him cry.
You made him cry?
On our episode.
What did you talk about?
Deep shit.
I love that. You know, I'll tune in.
I'm the number one podcast in education for a reason. I get to the deep shit.
You do. I saw this clip of you. God, what were you saying?
It really touched you.
No, because it did, but I'm high. You were talking about like that the best, like if someone cheats on you to not respond, because the best form of like getting over that was like, you know what I mean? Not giving them the validation of knowing they like.
Like revoking all access to you.
Yeah.
Is the best revenge. Like imagine you fuck up like with Tana Mojo. Well.
And then I cry and throw fits and fucking have to fuck their friends and be like, I should just revoke all access. It really did move
like,
me.
That like that would fuck you up. Well, like me.
Well. No, like I saw that and really was like, that's so the way you have to live. And anytime I've ever done that, like life was just healthier, you know?
I don't think I've ever successfully done that. Like revoked access ever. In fact, I'll beg for them back.
I need to beat some toughness into you because I'd listen to Cancel. Like I would never leave you at the Red Rock one, but you—that
is like that touched my heart.
Are too sweet, too forgiving.
Oh,
and
no.
If I ever meet him,
he's dead. Yeah,
I would. I'll beat his ass. Oh my God, I'll introduce you guys just so I can watch that happen.
He'll go off that.
I need coaching. I think. I feel like I.
That's also.
I'm trying to
guests.
Be like tougher.
I do love that.
You got to realize you're something worth fighting for first. You got a lot of like self-worth issues, but I got you, babe.
Why'd that hit me right in the heart? I'm like, great, now I feel worse about myself.
No, I'm just kidding.
We got this.
No.
I feel that. I'm definitely in the like recognizing that era and not trying not to be toxic and awful with people, which is good. But I want to hear on a lighter note, and I know that you get deep and I love that, but you're also so fucking funny when you're just like lighthearted, like doing like a fucking Versace haul or like talking your shit. I live for that side of you. And last night you went out with Spence Watt and you made a TikTok about a fight breaking out, and I started it today and I purposefully didn't watch the whole thing because I want to hear the story from you on the podcast right now.
Okay, let's do it. I still have my little battle wound.
Oh my God.
Some bitch had an acrilic. But my
DNA,
the nail's
like still in there.
Literally, my DNA is under some girl's nail.
Oh my God.
Ooh,
like how Hannah was eating the muffin out of her nail, someone's eating me out of their nail.
Oh my, I've been talking about that all week. Like I keep a full course meal under these 10 things. I would love it if it was you, honestly.
You can get a piece on this arm.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. I'm ready.
I'll give you
right
some.
After this.
So we're in Beaches.
Yeah.
There's like a fight that kind of breaks out and we were inside.
Okay.
Like we were like trapped in the like a back corner.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very protective of who I'm with. Like if I care about you, no one's hurting you.
Yeah.
I'll literally die before like someone hurts you. So this fight breaks out. So we're like trapped. So I'm like, all right. So I put Spencer and his friend behind me.
Yeah,
and I made
like
them stand behind me.
Energy.
I was like, yeah, okay, try some shit. And I was just like standing there, just like watching, observing, letting them fight. Cause when I get in a fight, let me fight. Don't try and break it up because I'm going to hit you too. So I was like, I'm going to let them fight. And security comes, and then it's like these couple girls get into it. These guys get into it, and then security starts grabbing them. And they all started like moving very fast toward us.
Yeah.
This I'm acting like it's not 3 feet away.
Yeah.
Like I'm over here already like paranoid. But they're like coming at us. So I started shoving them. Like I just started like bare shoving them away from who I'm with. Cause I'm like, if you hit me, I don't care. You hit who I'm like I'm with. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail. So I start like pushing them away to get them like the fuck back. Mm. And then security started like getting more involved. I can
just see people flying like at Leo Skeppy's house. Like it's so funny. Like I have such a good visual of this. Continue.
So it started getting like a little too much. I was like, all right. So I gave Spencer my glasses, gave him my bag. I was like, oh my shit.
Oh no. Getting, like, hold my earrings.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, I've gotten in fights and lost my earrings before. It's the most heartbreaking thing. But I'm like, then I go to like really shoving them, but I start shoving them like toward the entrance to like get them away so we have more, so, like, get doing the fuck out. Doing
security's job, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so like when I hit them with that final push, everybody kind of like moved. And they all were like,
just whoa, the whoa, domino whoa. Effect of the whole club.
Everybody it's was like
parting the Red Sea. I can see it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of like taken back. They were like, what the fuck? They all had to get like reoriented after like I shoved them. And then they kind of like go off. This guy like comes out of fucking nowhere and acts like he's like saving the day and turns around at me like he was gonna do something to me. So I got ready. I got excited. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So before I even like get a chance to like step, Spencer comes in front of me and like gets like he's about to do something. I was like, what are you gonna do, bitch? And like Spencer like got my attitude and stood up for me.
Oh, no. I can't even imagine Spencer while doing that. That's so
feisty, I would love feisty. To see
I love
it.
That. I no, absolutely love that. Every time I've ever met Spencer, I will say, which is good because it's way worse when just one person's blacked out. Like we were both so blacked out every time I've ever met him. Like it was just like gibberish to gibberish. So I've never had like a, like I couldn't imagine being like feisty or anything. I've never had.
No,
like,
he's got it.
I love
it. And like that's the most bonding thing. And that's the like best love language is like fight for me. Like that fight is with me, fight for me. Like I love that.
Yeah, that's true. Because he knows I'm the rider, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like the guy kind of like fucked off when he realized like, because Spencer got in his face and I stood right behind Spencer like do something to him. And he just like,
it's like the Doberman and the Chihuahua.
He kind of like just fucked off. And then security came up to me and was like, who were you pushing? And I was like,
you.
All these people away from my fucking people. I was like, you do your fucking job or I'll do it.
Right.
Like control the crowd.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, okay.
That's good.
So like, did I
you
was keep,
really, what are they going to do? Kick you out? I'd be terrified.
Try it. I was literally like, I was stepping up at security like, and what are you going to do? Like I did your job.
I hired.
Security was like, I don't get paid enough. Like, you know what?
He literally right. was like, okay.
Have a nice night. That would be me at any job ever. I'd be like, you know what? You want a shot? They're over there. Did you keep partying? Or, like at the same place?
Yeah.
So like things.
It like died down, but like my adrenaline started going, so I was like, I need a cigarette. So I went outside, me and Spencer smoked.
Yeah, that's then, like a bump of bad joke, sorry.
Right.
Anyway.
That was another night.
It always is.
So we had a cigarette, chilled out, and then we went to the next bar. It was fine.
Oh, wow. Love that. I do.
Would you fight for me?
Yeah.
Really?
She's got it.
Yeah.
I feel like
I never want things to get to that point, but if someone was coming crazy at you, I wouldn't leave you like alone. That's I hope right. you do the same for me. Dad.
I would. I did it for Lila one time. One time at Pride, somebody started calling Lila like trans slurs. And I was like, we are at Pride. Oh my God, I went insane.
Thank God, honestly. That is kind of crazy and bold.
At Pride? I guess that's where you go if you want to say it.
That's sad. Well, that's awful. That's
no, awful. She's got it in her. I can just tell when someone's got it.
You think so?
You've got it. Like, if someone hurt your friend,
yeah.
you'd be like a wild, like, spider monkey. You would just start, like, you wouldn't know what you were doing, but you would just be clawing,
whenever
scratching,
people
punching.
Ask me what animal I, like, resonate with the most, I always say spider monkey. That's literally how I fucking feel. Or, like, flying squirrel at all times.
Oh, no.
I don't think flying squirrel is very you.
Like, the webs.
But they're so agile. No offense.
What that a is, read.
I was going to say... I might be all bark. And like, if I've ever fought in life, I very much fight unfair. Like, I'm gonna try to like rip your hair out and put my fingers in your eyes. Like, me I don't too. Think I have like boxing game, you know.
I'm like, so lay down and like, kick.
Lay down and kick.
From now on, you're just like, Leo.
Yeah. Oh, I'm God. 100%. I would try my best, but again, not very agile. That's true. You work out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
it shows.
Okay, Amari told me to ask something something steroids. Or like did you say something about that online?
Yeah, I just finished my first steroid cycle.
And you're open about it?
Yeah.
And people don't like, I don't know the,
oh my god, the Ozempic girlies could never.
Yeah.
Like, them bitches are on that shit. Oh my god, all these fitness people.
Yeah.
There's so many. I don't have any like signs with brands. Like I don't have any contracts or any like agreements. I'm not working with any. Mm. Because a lot of the fitness people can't be honest about it. So even if they want to talk about it, they can't contractually. But also the people that do talk about it be telling half-truths because I know the whole fitness community.
Yeah.
Like, they still be lying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is it? Is like pro-hormones? Is that what it is? Like, it's like, what is it?
Huh?
Isn't it like, isn't that what it is?
Like, when you're what's like, in the steroids, basically?
I don't fucking know.
Oh.
I did it. I have a doctor that I was with and then my coach. Like, they were both telling me what to take and like how to
do it. And you can do it healthfully, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Could they make me look like Ronda Rousey?
Not just with drugs. You gotta work out.
Okay, well, I will. Okay. If I got it in me, you know what I mean?
It in a fucking shot. No effort at all. It's awful. I'm trying to get back in my workout shit. Like, actually working out era. And it's like the hardest thing ever for me. Cardio. Nothing crazy. You'll never, ever, ever, ever catch me like lifting. You know what I mean? Like, imagine. Like, it's just, it wouldn't be cute.
I'm strong. I won a push-up competition the other day with a girl from the challenge. Literally, this girl, we have a friend who like has gone on the challenge like 3 times. She was runner up the last season, and she was like, let's have a push-up competition.
Is the challenge?
And I beat her.
Is the challenge like Survivor X, like more
agile? It's like, it's very like, it's extreme like fitness competitions. Like they have to like scale buildings and like,
and you jump and swim. In a push-up competition?
How many push-ups was it?
That's like the thing. No, it was like, it wasn't that many. It was like 30. Six. No, it, but
you
like,
did 30 push-ups?
Yeah, I'm strong. In college, I used to do pull-ups at the frat parties, like a very very pick me, but that was like my party trick. I was like, oh my god, look at this. I wonder if I can do one. And then I would do like a bunch.
I love this. I'm baffled by this.
I had that upper body.
I don't think I've ever known that about you.
I did, but then I got arm lipo, so now it's like nice little. I lost a little bit of that.
Oh, fuck. Wait, I'm glad you asked me. You were like, you work out a lot. Like, you made the observation. I fucking hate when people say, oh, do you work out? What the fuck kind of sneak this? Do you work out? No, I'm just like built like this.
Yeah, because people aren't built like that.
Some people are just like,
no one's built like that.
No, yeah, no.
Right?
No. Oh, if they are, I'm like, call me.
Absolutely. Oh my god, I know. It's funny because I love the gym gays, but I hate the gym straight bros.
I hate all of them.
Yeah, they're awful. They're so,
I like a fatty.
The personality, I can be on a dating app, and if it's even like, oh my god, it's like dream date, like gym, and then
my dating,
that's your dream date.
My Hinge profile says like, it literally says like, you will not make me go to the gym. Like, that's just not something we're gonna do. We're not going hiking.
It's just, oh my, like, I love a girl who's about her fitness. I guess good for them. Like, they deserve love within their community. But, like, I just could.
Not for me.
Never. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Yeah, what's your type?
Myself, just shorter. But they could have hair.
Okay.
I need above 5'10".
Okay.
Because I got to be able to respect you. And then I need lower than 6'5". Because I'm not swinging up. I'm 6'7".
That is really tall.
Yo, that's a nice range.
I'm a little upset about
that's you 6'7" is everything, dude. Last year I made this TikTok basically saying like, a guy under 6 foot is your friend. Like what do you call it? And like, it went up, and people always say that to me now, like when they see me like whatever, and then I just catch myself with these like 5'7" in heaven ass men. Like,
you do have a pretty consistent. She's very consistent with the 5'7"s.
Dude, I always fall 5'7". No, probably like 5'9", 5'10". Maybe 5'9".
5'10" is pushing it for sure.
Yeah, 5'10" is kind of pushing it.
And they've always got a little slouch to
every him. Time I've... You think it's the drugs? Or you think like, it's, I just go for like
it's a combination of a few things?
I always fall in love with the short kings. Like, I almost think that what they're lacking in the height like got squeezed into their brain. Like, they're funnier or something. I don't know what
it is. None of the people you've dated look smart. Not a win.
Keyword I said in love with. Like, no, I've dated.
How do you know you're in love with someone? I need to hear your definition.
How do I know I'm in love with someone?
Yeah. Because you'd honestly be in love every fucking 2 days.
I know.
It's so, so impressive.
Bad. It's so bad. But and then, but that's fleeting. And then I'll like get a grip. I just live in like Delulu, Cotton Candy Land. But there's a few that like I can look back over time and know if I was like actually in love or not. I think that's what it takes for me is time to like look back on, which is kind of scary. Because then if I'm like married one day, how will I ever know until we like divorce? Anyways.
Work, bitch.
I feel like I know I'm in love with someone. And I know this sounds so like bare minimum if I like being around them, and I know that sounds so fucking stupid, but like I have to enjoy hearing you talk. I have to like I want to actually hear about your day, not like I'm asking you how your day was because it's like what I'm supposed to do. Like I want to be able to do like mundane bullshit with you and like enjoy it more with you, like grocery shopping.
I always say that if we can't have fun at the grocery, yeah, we're not gonna work out.
Yeah, like of course we're gonna have fun on a fucking like lavish vacation or some bullshit. Like I want to have fun with you on like doing the worst things. And understanding, I think, is love. Like I want to feel like I see this person for who they are and they see me for who I am.
That's beautiful.
Well, it sounds like we need to just go ahead and date. We could just bypass the fact that I'm gay and it's done.
Yeah, how does that work? Have you ever fucked a girl?
She's put up with worse.
How many girls have you fucked? Yeah, as your agent walks in, I'm like, hello.
Literally the question. How many girls have you fucked?
Can I ask that, or is it
is that appropriate? Oh,
I think it's around like 8.
Wow, really? That's a lot.
That's so funny because I had the exact opposite reaction.
Oh, like, well, I was like, oh, that's nothing. She's like, well, you're not bi, you're gay, right?
Yeah. Okay. I wish I was a low bi.
Was it the eighth person? Like, shit. Huh? Was it the eighth person that did it for you? Like, you just after you fucked the eighth girl, was it like extreme, like post nut clarity on 10, or is it? Obviously, does it go deeper than that?
No, it wasn't like post-nut clarity. It was more of like I started exploring my sexuality. And the more I would like experiment with guys, the less he wanted to play with girls. And it would piss me off.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then have you ever dated a girl?
Like not for real, for real.
Yeah, like high school or like young bullshit or whatever. It's amazing.
Well, that means you really know. I feel like a lot of people like never even try.
Yeah. It blows my mind that Amari, like, really...
Amari, like, dated, like, a like, dated lot of girls.
For, like, years and had sex with them for years.
But, girl, we knew.
Yeah, we all... We yeah. Knew, we knew all
he
along.
Was, like, doing a six-step. That's how we would, like...
My friends with strict parents would, like...
What'd you say? Drop into a split.
Okay,
he
Brad.
Jumped my car today, though. It was, like, really straight of him.
Really?
Swear to God. I was, like, going through the list of all my friends. I'm, like, I don't have one... First of all, if they are straight, they're, like, how do you... Like, what's jumping a car? And Amari did it for me. It was amazing.
That's sweet.
It I was. He almost got electrocuted. I was like trying to get electrocuted. I was like, imagine the attention.
Honestly, like, I don't mean this to be rude, but like, you're the type bitch to get struck by lightning.
No, I really believe that. I feel like if it were going to happen to someone, it would be me.
I always say that about Kyla. Kyla's the type. But she's one of our friends, but she just has really, really, really bad luck. And it's kind of, she's almost like a TV show character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Kyla, you fell down the stairs again.
She just rolled down the stairs like Jason Derulo style the other day. Like,
did you see that Jason Derulo at the Met Gala falling down the stairs? I feel like
I
we
saw
have
the
to
cockroach.
We you great. Have to show.
That was my most liked tweet of the month. I quoted the fucking cockroach thing and was like, finally invited to the Met.
Show him Jason Derulo on the stairs.
Could you pull up Jason Derulo falling at the Met Gala? The Wi-Fi's down.
Oh my God.
Pay your bill. Come on, OnlyFans.
Gotta get a foot pick in there. The fucking lights are gonna go out next.
Hand me my purse. You need some money?
Like nothing ever works here. I just don't. I've given up on that, honestly. When you move out here, where do you think you're gonna move? You know what part yet?
Hollywood. I got my apartment yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yay.
Wait, I don't, like, we'll bleep it or something, but, like, where?
You want to know the name?
Yeah. Where is it at?
Wait, that's...
It's so nice.
Bitch, I got a steal.
So...
Really?
So, the only other person I've ever known that lived there was, like, loaded as fuck. Like, it's so nice and
girl,
expensive.
Rolls Royce is out front. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, no, Jason Derulo falling.
Damn, he took a tumble.
It's not real, but it's hilarious.
That's not real?
I believed it was real for so long.
I was today years old when I found out that wasn't real. And I think that, like,
Jason,
I found peace in knowing that happened.
How would anybody fall like that, though? But Kyla did do that the other night at dinner. That's what she did, I swear to God.
I'm like, I feel like a kid just finding out Santa isn't real. Like, I didn't want to know that never happened. I want to ask you your hot takes on just random topics and TikTok drama.
Okay.
What do you think of everyone making fun of Michaela right now? Like, Kim Kardashian. Like,
I think it's funny as fuck. The bitch had it coming. posting a video like that, Kim Kardashian. What did you expect?
I know. She's done a few now.
Do you think her accent is fake? There's rumors that her accent is fake.
It happens.
I don't know. Because she did have, she had like the little, what's it called? Like, you know when you put on like your, what did someone call it? Like whatever the voice is.
Yeah.
I heard someone talk about this recently, but I forget what they said. Like, you put on like your customer service voice.
Yeah.
Because like she got bullied for her accent or something, so people like made her feel bad, so she tried to pretend like she didn't have the accent.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I feel like she was trying to make it like not as pronounced, and then like once she got comfortable, she started Kim Kardashian.
Who gives a fuck about the accent? I want to know how much she made for that fake ass mascara.
I hope it was a lot. Honestly, she so much press they got.
Yeah.
It
was like, think? Like guess a number, like 250.
I mean, I guess I don't know if she's in like a long term contract with them, because then it's like could be like lots and lots of money. But if it was just for that one video, probably like. Probably like $100,000.
She's like sick. The top makeup bitch. I feel like at least two.
Maybe you think so though for one video? TikTok,
yeah, like I kind of think 100,000. But also the beauty industry like surprises me every single fucking day. They got this money.
I'm looking at her like, can I say this? I know.
Can you say it?
If you have to believe it, you can believe it. I'll make 70,000 per TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
And Michaela's, I think she makes sometimes more than that. Bigger. Mm.
You think so though? Like
yes and no. I think they're influencing different markets. I think that is more relatable in the regard that she could influence you to buy a fucking pony.
I would buy anything. Like, I would buy anything.
Tell me her toilet paper brand, and I would be at the store and be like, I should get Cottonelle too.
But how many people try that
Michaela,
mascara?
But Michaela, it's like makeup. Like if Michaela recommended,
it's a great
like
mascara.
You know what I mean?
I'm wearing
if Michaela was like, I love this jacket. Like I don't necessarily know it. Like. Kind of, I feel like, is influencing every market of stuff. And Michaela's more like, you buy makeup because you trust her opinion, you know?
I feel like you'd make more.
But yeah, but that's what I was going to say. But the beauty bitches make the fucking most
so
for that, you know?
Much money.
I regret that sometimes.
Makes
all the
me
time.
Sick.
Like, you tried the just fucking
you
mascara?
You could go back in
I did try.
Everybody
mascara.
Bought it just to try it.
And so no, and it was sold out everywhere. Even trying to get the mascara to make that dumbass TikTok, we had to like, by we, I mean Paige.
That's my like longtime favorite mascara I'm wearing. I literally have it on right now.
Really? I really like it.
But damn. I like the original telescopic. I think this one was like a side character.
I'm wearing original. No, I'm not.
You're not
I'm
wearing. Lying. Are you wearing, I'm wearing mascara?
L'Oreal Voluminous on the bottom.
Wow, it really gave you something.
Something. I have the worst eyelashes ever. You have good eyelashes.
Thanks.
Look at you go, bitch.
I grew them myself.
Have you ever gotten plastic surgery?
Not surgery, but I have filler as fuck.
Where?
So I have under eye filler.
Okay.
Then I have jaw filler. Mm-hmm. And I have a Botox lip flip.
So you're not against shit like that?
Hell no.
You're hot.
God
us either, obviously.
I'm gonna fix it.
Me too. It was bad.
I've always said that. I really have always fucking said that. What else?
Actually, I want to clear the record. Like, just questions I'm sure people have. Tana smells fucking good. So does Brooke. Like, there's a lot of jokes that she's dirty and stinks. She smells fucking good.
I'm not gonna lie. I got mad at Lila in fucking Phoenix, Arizona.
Y'all
this past
roast
week.
Her on the podcast. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's so true. But only because she dishes it. You know what I mean? So I know she can take it. And I've always said those are my favorite kind of friendships, because I hate people who like want to be able to dish out the shit but can't take it. You know, like
me,
want to take the heat but can't stand by the fire. You're not
that's
that
so
bad.
You.
No, because if you cook,
self aware.
But if you cooked me like on some funny shit and I cooked you back on some funny shit, you can handle that. I hate people who like whatever, you know. But in Arizona, she was vlogging and she just said some shit like Tana fucking reeks or some shit, and I go, you have to stop furthering this narrative. Like, I don't care if people think like most things about me, but I'm not going to have the general population just think I smell. Like, that is where I draw the fucking line. Like, I know I smell good at all times. I put forth effort into that. I could shower more, but still, you know, I'm putting the perfume on. I've never smelled bad. And I needed to say that once and for all. Thank you guys so much. Seriously.
One more thing I want to add. Brooke's skin is like fucking glass. Her tracks, none showing.
I'm sure there's one.
Like, there's none.
You're going too far.
I can clock everything.
Someone like kissed you on the head.
Your skin's really good too.
She does. She doesn't have any pores, which is crazy.
That's so unfair.
You and Lila, Tana and Lila, both have the worst diets you could possibly imagine. Not so much now.
Wow.
And neither of them have a single pore on their face.
I have pores as fuck.
But you have like perfect skin. You shouldn't have perfect skin for the way you live your life.
I agree with that 100%. No offense. I do talk about that all the time. Like the way I eat and just like I'm sleeping.
Your lifestyle, sleeping in your makeup, waking up with a Miami lash on your forehead.
Absolutely. Like I definitely, I don't know what God was doing there. You know, But I get the occasional breakout, I guess.
Well, other hot
take. You're beautiful in person, though.
Really?
You really are. I'm really sad to hear that you don't like women anymore.
And you look exactly like as hot as you look online. I definitely can't relate to that.
Thank you so much.
So I really love that for you.
How long did it take you to hit 6'7"? Like, how long have you been there?
I don't know. Stupid question. Probably since I'm like 18.
Really? Because I've been, I'm not kidding you guys, I've been this exact height since I was like 9. And I towered over everybody else in like elementary school and stuff. I was like so tall, so lanky. And like they were like, she's going to be Giselle. And then I just stopped.
Giselle is
so it was, no, my limbs, I'm not kidding. I had growing pains. I was so long, so lanky, so much taller than everyone else.
Were you getting
Gumby?
And
I stopped. Yes.
Wait, where did you have groin pains? I had them in legs. My heels.
I had them in my legs so bad. My mom would have to wrap my legs in like hot towels every night. It was crazy.
Wow, your parents loved you.
If she stayed home. No. No.
I was just going to say, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard your mom do for you.
Aw, love you, Fawn. She's in the doghouse right now.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I've been tall. I have tall energy. Spread the word.
I feel like when people meet you, they do always say like they didn't expect you to be like so
short.
I don't like
that. I could still be growing. That's why I was asking. I thought maybe I had some left in me.
Wait, how old are you?
26.
How old are you?
You're done. Oh, fuck. You're fucking done.
How old are you?
25.
Really? I'm about to turn 25.
I know.
Do you feel like...
I mean, wow. Yeah, don't stalk your fucking life.
Tana says she's ready for kids.
I think
we can have one. We'd have a hot kid.
I've always thought about that. Like, just like having a baby with a friend instead of having a baby with, because like, I know I'm not lasting with anyone.
Yeah. If you're like destined for divorce anyway, it might as well be someone you just actually want to be around.
Destined for divorce is so poetic.
I didn't mean to say destined. I didn't mean that about you.
I think I'll just be married like 2 times maybe. Like
I would get married as many times as I need to do to like, for it to stick.
Right.
Although I don't know if I...
What do y'all not understand about till death do us part? I'm killing you if you try and leave me.
Oh, wow. I don't understand anything.
See, that's
why
I feel like if I was straight, we'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Because I can handle your bullshit. And I'm going to throw it right back at you.
Well, this sucks now. Because now I'm just like, wow, I wish you were straight. But
I might hit you a little.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you do be mouthy.
I'm into that, though. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah, it works out well. Literally. It really did.
God, quit fucking around and make me buy a little at least.
Right. God, just quit fucking around in general. I've had one of those weeks where I'm like, this is funny.
It's funny to like get there and I swing.
Yeah.
When I die, when I walk in the gates of heaven, I'm just on site. Give a fuck. Care if I lose or not. I'm going to hell anyway. I'm gay.
Absolutely. Not absolutely to that.
Aw, man.
How much longer are you in LA for?
Until the 24th.
Do you have anyone that you like really want to meet that you haven't met yet?
Who's your fave?
Teffy.
We love
Teffy. She blew me the fuck off.
Oh no, Teff.
What happened? What were you supposed to do? I love you. You're so like real. See, this is why I couldn't blow him off.
I messaged her. Like, I'm in LA because I saw she was in LA.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I want to like see you. Mm. And then she responded and was like, oh my God, like I'm down for like brunch tomorrow. It was a Saturday. Mm. And then I sent her my number. I was like, let's plan
Not
it.
Not this again.
And then she never opened it. Still hasn't opened it.
Yeah, she does that. But she actually is one of those with a schedule that's like crazy. She's come to LA probably 15 times and I've gotten to actually see her like once.
I don't want to be mad at her, but am I feeling
no
I think
amazing.
The second you do finally see her in person, you can't be. There's just something about her. She's like so, her energy is just
she
like
just,
everything.
She feels like she's your a big real sister one. When I went through my like, breakup, I hadn't even met her yet. She sent me like a care package with crystals like to get
in the
of
mail.
She yes. sent me spells.
I love my little witch.
She said, fuck you.
Like, let me just put that out there. She sent you a thing to cast spells.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
I love that. That's so cute.
I haven't. And you would think for a crazy ass, nuts ass, toxic ass, try anything to like get what I want, like, or prove a point or revenge ass bitch, that I would have dabbled into the spell casting.
You haven't done any like hexes
right
on anyone?
I've never done
it. We should try it tonight.
I'll teach you.
But have you done it successfully ever?
How do you think I'm here?
Insane.
No, that's fucking incredible.
You're like shell shocked.
I'm like, whoa. I'm gonna try so many
religious.
Things when I get home.
And is it like playing with dark energy to cast?
No,
a
not
spell?
At all.
So there
you're
is,
already playing with dark energy.
Yeah, that's so true.
You
I'll like date
dark
Chris
energy,
Miles
babe.
For 2 years, and then I'm like, yeah, like, and then I'm like, that's where I draw the line with my religion. Like, you've dated the devil manifested in people before, Tana. That aside, there is a way to like cast spells and it go hand in hand with like religion, like it not, like they can coexist.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm gonna cast a spell.
Let's do it.
Have you done it? Yes. Yeah, you just basically said yes. Wait, that's so crazy. Last night, this like witch was messaging Ashley saying that someone like hexed her like years ago, and Ashley was like screen sharing it. And we were like responding to this witch, and it made me want to cast spells.
A lot of people will try and scam the fuck out of you like that.
Oh,
like,
no, she was asking Ashley for money.
I think that someone put a hex on me, or has my like little voodoo doll, put it in a little like blender, NutriBullet.
I might just start writing off all my bad luck to that. Put my voodoo doll in a NutriBullet.
You actually have a little voodoo doll. Yeah, your I'm little serious. Tiny Tana.
Yeah, Chris Miles used to like throw it at the wall.
It's so cute. I want to see it. It's so cute. It's like a little like crocheted Tana. It's adorable, but I want to like stab it.
And
with
I've dated several
needle.
People who like make jokes about like stabbing it. So I have one in mind that I really
want
to do.
What do you want, bitch? You have everything.
That's so
yeah,
nice.
I want what she has.
What do you want?
I'm like down with Tana. Down
God,
with Tana.
I don't even want to say the things I want because they're actually just so dark. I won't
no,
even
you should
get into it.
Manifest.
No, I no.
No.
Okay, next thing.
These are gonna have to stay up here.
You're over that one.
These are gonna have to stay right up here in La La Land because oh my God. Have you ever been in love?
No.
No?
I wouldn't recommend it to a friend, to be honest.
Do you why? Do you know why?
I've been in one relationship.
Really? That always scares me to date people like that because I feel like I would like taint them with like, well, that's good. You probably wouldn't want to date someone like me. You'd want someone more innocent. So it's, I didn't mean it like that. I'm high. Okay. Take over.
I've only been in one relationship too, but we all know how that ended.
Is it ended yet? Or are you still fucking messaging him?
When's right. the last time you messaged him?
I'm not. That's a rude question.
See where she feels like we're attacking her now.
No.
I really don't talk to him anymore.
Oh, you're sick.
I'm sick.
You're sick.
She's no, like, I'm sorry.
I really don't. I actually don't. But like,
I'm not one to like.
I check in on him, make sure he's not like
that.
Dead.
That's. I'm not one. I'm not one to. I suck at cutting off all communication with people so badly. Like I was just Amari and Ty. Like, I don't want to air them out, but I was basically telling them the other day that like I'm the type of person where it's like if I'm like keep going back and forth with someone, I won't stop until one of us gets in another relationship. Like,
oh. Yeah, well, that's
like
what it
the only way I like have ever.
That's a bad thing about me. I've noticed is like I almost cannot like be finished with one thing until I'm in another thing. So like someone else has to come along for me to like fully stop communication with
it's
the other
such
person
because
I need something to like focus on.
It's such a bad codependency trait that I'm constantly trying to break, but I notice myself like in those patterns a lot.
Me too. Oops.
If you actually are trying to break it, I can like we can talk about it.
We could do
this
a spell.
Is what I do for a living.
Oh yeah, so you like that was one of the things on here. You do okay. Talk to me about the plans that you sell or like what they are or like I guess what you would title yourself in that regard. Like is it giving life coach? Is it giving fitness coach? Is it giving health?
It's life coach.
Me as I stare at myself.
But
like,
I don't sell anything.
Yeah.
Like I don't sell anything. I did one-on-one coaching with people, but then I'm too busy now and it's too overrun. But when I open my coaching back up, it's gonna be celebrity and influencer only.
That's
because
fun.
There's no one that is a life coach and knows how to actually do this shit that's also in the limelight and truly gets it.
100%. They're hard to find. I had a life coach for like a year. Almost
that was
two,
so painful
and
to
I
watch.
Got so like
scammed.
That
the
yeah.
woman was
allegedly in my
pay?
Opinion.
You don't want to know.
I do want to
know. I could say I could probably have bought this person in my opinion like 5 Lamborghinis. Like
it
an
was
insane amount of money.
So painful to watch as an outsider because she was like he is all knowing, he is amazing. I'm like he put you on a meal plan. That's it. Like so anyone could do that. Like
what
you could
I
go online
say,
and
yeah,
do
I don't
that.
Do fitness coaching. That's one thing.
What I will say is I learned more lessons in that time period that I apply to my life and learned a lot about my brain and how to manage the problems I have. Like I think I learned a lot. It just wasn't worth that amount of money.
It wasn't worth that amount of money.
He used to coach Justin Bieber though. So it's like
he's a fucking shit show. So how yeah. long did that go?
Not only that, but we went on to find out he had like zero credentials. Like he had
yeah.
no.
So it definitely was just a very LA thing, but I wouldn't trade the period of time for the world because I think I cut off a lot of people that were really toxic to me. I learned a lot about myself. I should have been charged just like 1/10 of what I was charged
okay.
for. You know what I mean?
It yeah. was painful.
Literally call me. I got you.
Yeah. I Honestly, I'll probably just start calling you. But now, I mean, I was also just in a really dark place. Like, I was, like, just dealing with, like, addiction and awful, like, really toxic relation. They're, like, relationships were controlling my life. And, like, I didn't understand. I just felt so burnt out from this, like, lifestyle. It was, like, the first time that I really hit that, like, rock bottom of being burnt out and, like, didn't know how to manage it and manage, like, serotonin and, like, you know what I mean? Like, the dopamine of, like, the highs of the things that you do. You know what I mean? You're on a stage in front of 1,000 people. Like, the dopamine that you receive from that, or, like, you know what I mean? You're just doing all this crazy shit, but then you're coming home and you're alone and whatever. And that fucks with your cortisol and your dopamine and the way that your brain kind of releases those. So you have to kind of learn how to manage that and put it on a regimen and control those and recognize when those levels are out of control. You have to understand the benefits of this life create... And not even just the benefits, this entire life creates such a new perception of reality for you because that becomes your reality for so long. But it's about being able to have an out-of-body experience and still recognize that you, you know, 5 years ago or however long ago would be grateful for those things and stuff like that. It's about understanding your reality but not letting it, like, skew your perception, I guess, which is a practiced thing. You have to...
I always think, like, what would 14-year-old Brooke think about, like, this? Yeah. Or, like, how would I feel if I knew I got to do this? Like, absolutely. That's crazy.
And I think it's just important to, like, continue to have those thoughts. Even yesterday with, like, Whitney Cummings, I just kept thinking, I would die for this at, like, 18, I guess.
I was dying for it yesterday.
How do you feel like you've noticed? How'd you grow up, I guess, first, before I ask?
I grew up, like, do you want to talk about, like, childhood and shit? Like, I, like, went to school. That was all fine. Family was, like, back and forth, divorced, shit show. But I went to college, and I was a nurse for 3 years before I started doing everything online. So, like, I know what you're talking about with being in touch and out of touch because you started at fucking PacSun. Like, you understand the real world.
I love you.
But, like, as you start achieving things, your current... Like, every time you level up, your current reality breaks.
Yeah.
Like, fully shatters. And, like, what you think is possible, what you feel safe in, what you know, it's gone.
Yeah, like, you hit the ceiling constantly. You feel, like your biggest naked. Goal, your biggest, yeah.
Like, walking forward is, like, what the fuck, you're not used to it. And it's, like, in a position like you and me now, it's, like, it's so many things. Every day I wake up, it's a new opportunity, new achievement.
Yeah.
It just keeps stacking, and it's, like, you never get to feel secure or stabilized. Like, it's like just too much happening,
and it can get scary if you start basing your worth and your sense of dopamine in those accolades daily, because it's like, I've been doing this for so long that I feel like I had periods of my life where it's like I would wake up every single day and, like, a celebrity I loved was in my DMs, like, telling me something amazing, or every opportunity I ever wanted would come to me, or, like, just whatever it was, like, periods of time where everything was, like, ceiling. I'm hitting the ceiling constantly. And then it's like, as you keep doing this, there'll be, like, a year of your life where you don't necessarily feel like that, where you're just kind of doing the normal thing. And you, like, I find that a lot of people get so depressed in this industry when they have been doing it for so long because they feel like they, like, have had peaks and valleys, you know? And it's like, you have to really battle not placing your self-worth and your sources of dopamine in those, and just kind of take everything as, like, this is really cool, but it might not, this might not be tomorrow. This might not be...
I feel like that's why, like, the Justin Biebers of the world are so tortured, because it's like, what is there to even feel excited about it?
Like, I feel like that's why he had to, like, rewire his brain to, like, love God and random health and wellness things, or get married, or you have to find, like, new fucking things, because
you have,
like,
to find stability in something.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that can, like, excite you forever, I guess, that isn't fleeting.
I don't know how you're still going.
Me either.
I'm like, I genuinely just want to take a second.
Yeah, maybe you are, like, agile.
Oh my God.
Yes, spider
monkey.
You
just keep popping in with the best fucking comments. No, like, genuinely, like, because I have a small taste of what you've experienced for years, and I cannot imagine, like, the way that you feel, the things that you felt, and the shit that you've been through.
I feel like it's like you have to learn how to, like, be able to, like, meditate on a roller coaster. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to take it all for what it is, I guess. And, like, I don't know. I always say this, but, like, I see influencers who are, like, they put on such an act. Like, they become a completely different person for their content or for what they do or whatever. You know what I mean? And I always say it, I'm not hating on that, because there's a bag in that. And if that's what you got to do and you're okay with doing that, do that. But over time, you can see people, I guess, losing passion or interest, or seeming genuine in it because it's like not who they really are and what they really love doing.
You can spot it. Every time an influencer comes on and it's like, oh, I'm burnt out, I'm taking a break from social media, putting on a front is what is exhausting.
Yeah,
like,
taking you're a being break yourself, from it, yeah.
It ain't hard. Like, I don't get exhausted from it because I'm myself. I'm not 100%. Hiding shit. Like, you can tell who's fake by who needs a break all of a sudden.
100%.
And I'm going to do a rebrand.
And I think...
Fuck off.
You know, there...
I might be rebranding soon, though.
You know, mental health. You're like, take a break for your mental health. Absolutely. But I get what you're saying. When you can just tell someone is tortured by having to maintain this act. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's kept me going for so long is it's like, if I had to sit down here and be a completely different person, like, I would just, like, have such an... identity crisis spiral. I would feel so much more burnt out.
Like, I feel like you'd resent it too because it's like, ugh, like, not this again.
So I'm happy that I guess with all of this type of shit, I get to just kind of be me.
Poor
so
Catherine McBroom.
That's why I'm still going. Obviously, the work still. Poor Catherine McBroom is crazy.
Free
the
her.
Work will burn you out sometimes, but I'm happy that, I don't know, whatever.
Hey.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Me too.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, you're absolutely
fucking, slay guys.
You're killing it. I think... Not that I'm an all-knowing, omnipresent fucking god.
My life coach, Hannah.
I don't know.
Like, what does omnipresent mean?
It's like you're everywhere all at once. I don't know. Maybe slay. I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. I find it fun, like over the years, seeing all these influencers kind of come up. And in your head, you kind of over time, at least like 5 years, you think to yourself, like, I wonder if this person's going to be around for a long time. Or like, I feel like I can kind of like tell sometimes when people are going to be just like
just a blip in the
you know what I mean. But when I see you, I think that you are going to be around so forever. Like, you just, you have so much potential and possibility with like your personality. It's incredible. Like, I see you like hosting a crazy show in like 5 years. I see you doing so many like insane things.
It's in the works.
Wow.
Already? Oh my god, what am I doing wrong?
Dude, the TikTok generation is something I'm like, because I came up on YouTube. Like, and I love TikTok, and now I'm, like, so a part of that. And, like, I'm obsessed with TikTokers more than fucking anything else. But
the growth is so fast so much and immediate. It's amazing.
Than, like, YouTube, and I think it's the coolest thing. Even just, like, how you, like, sent me your agent the other day. I was, like, it took me, like, 3 years of, like, fighting demons in what I do to get a fucking brand deal, to have an agent, to have anyone, like, back, you know what I mean, my shit. So I think it's so cool to, like, now we're in a place where there's just, like, you know what I mean, like, it's obvious you like already needed all those things, but they get to like come and happen so quick.
Yeah, UTA saved my ass. That's who I'm signed with.
UTA, fuck
but
you.
Funny thing about I can get you a connect.
I'm like, so jealous.
Oh, hey girl, I'm like, she is not sending anyone to UTA anywhere near us after this last hour. So
when I was like trying to pick an agency and pick managers, every fucking company you could think of, I was like with my, I have a manager and then I have an agency. So we were like trying to pick an agency. Mm. All of them were trying to fight for me. And your old manager.
Oh no.
You know how many times I've heard this episode story in a different font? Go
and
ahead.
And girl, I don't even know what the fuck happened with y'all. I didn't even open the message, it's still unrequested.
Aww. Honestly.
I'm a loyal fuck even if we ain't met yet. Like,
that's,
I knew I just
that's
loved
actually
you.
So
that
cute.
Really is special.
I
laughed.
I mean now he yeah.
I think I sent it to them and made fun of it.
Now I'm sure his shit is more, you know, he was kinda I feel like learning the ropes. I was like the lab rat, you know what I mean?
Test
like
dummy.
Yeah, exactly. So I kinda was, you know, around for that. Like I was the guinea pig for it all. So I'm sure now, you know, now he has a company and a bunch of other people, so it's probably
a real
better
system
but
to it.
Good job.
Good yeah, luck. I think you're doing just
I'm
fine over there
fuck.
At UTA. Mm.
You're incredible. I can tell you are a ride or die friend, mm-hmm. which I really just like that is something that I love in someone because I think it says so much about them. And we were talking about this on the last episode that someone on TikTok, this girl was saying that I like switch up a lot and it like really
got to her.
It got to me seeing people go with that narrative because I've had the same friends for like 10 fucking years and I will like absolutely kill for my people. And then I think mm-hmm. all the LA shit is another world that I obviously dabble in and I'm in.
There's
but like
side characters.
I have my people, you know what I mean?
Like when you care, you
yeah,
care.
Absolutely. And I was like I don't, I'm not gonna ever sit there and gas myself on a bunch of shit, but I know I'm a ride or die for the people I love. So I like love that in people.
I'm very picky with who gets access to me and becomes friends with me or dates me or anything like that.
Which I'm working
dibs on
the
dating
thing.
Speaking of this, yeah. I don't like to go places like empty handed. And I know you're doing your little, like you did your 75 hard. Now you're just not drinking again, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I still brought you something because I was going to bring you tequila.
It's like cocaine.
I'm just kidding. You are...
That is everything. You are so hot.
That is like,
and I'm in love with you.
It is so the little things for me, and that touches my heart. Mm-hmm. Like you would never fucking
fix her hair.
Know.
I can't reach it.
It is so like that's such a like specific like.
And it's so real. God, can they just sponsor me? It is the right flavor. No, but you're so cute. I'm getting you a cute ass gift. Just wait. It might take like 6 months because I'm
going to go to fucking Dolce & Gabbana and
buy Eva's
and cause a riot.
Paige is screaming extra hard off camera because this means she doesn't have to go get any of these tonight.
Like, those are a bitch to find.
They really. She's like, I know.
Bro, I called around.
You are That's so fucking sweet. Cute. That is so sweet.
Of course. That's like the best gift I could give you.
Absolutely. Literally today I was saying I need to quit so bad. I might take up nicotine gum and become one of those people.
Do not.
Get a patch.
Like a patch. Yeah.
No, slay. That gives like crackhead.
But I just give crackhead.
I mean, so does she. Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I just think the next time I hit a real hack, like a piece of lung might come up. Like we're there.
Okay.
Like we're really, it's like, you know, like.
He's a nurse.
I think, yeah, I think a chest x-ray of mine right now would be like. Real scary.
Funny thing. I'm starting a supplement line. It's like a vitamin line.
Wait, I love that.
But it's all... I was going to name it damage control, but I couldn't. It was already taken. But it's all going to be around damage control.
So I love
anything
that.
You do to hurt your body, it's supplements to help it.
Oh, perfect.
That's so it's funny because like, that's the only reason I take vitamins.
You're literally going to get the fucking fattest PR. I'm making a daily lung support supplement for smokers.
Oh, that's so fucking incredible and smart.
Like if you're going to do something to hurt yourself, do something to help yourself. I do want to try that.
Try it.
Yeah, I do be
cigarettes. Everyone hates it. Fun fact.
Can we have a cigarette together?
Yeah.
Will you smoke with me?
I'll smoke a cigarette with
Word
you.
Word, bitch. What is... I bought the thing. I don't even know what it is.
You're going to... I think you're going to hate it knowing you.
First try.
Me met him today knowing you.
You're so funny. You go way back.
He's my best friend and I switch up on people, so come watch good. Out. I just snotted.
What did I get? Not a text back.
Oh, you want a blowjob?
No, I don't hook up.
Do you want to see?
I haven't fucked anyone since last August.
What?
That's so
really good. What the fuck? I'm like,
buzzing. Wait, really?
I like that.
I love that you love it. Everyone hates it, so I kind of live for that normally because then no one wants to hit my shit. But I like now, like, it feels good when someone likes it. You don't hook up at all, uh-uh. Like, only if you're dating.
God. I'm picky with who gets access to me.
Amari just told me that today.
See, and that's so good. That's so good. I like to like. I would love to play along with the narrative of like I'm picky at who gets access, but like it's
you're
giving.
A horny little rabbit. No.
Yeah, it's yeah. That's the problem. Is it's not like that. I think I'm so low that anyone
you just
deserves
wanna fuck.
It. Like yeah, if anything, like I'm. Yeah, yeah. I yeah, have
you're not getting
problem.
Used. You're using people.
Right.
Oof. Probably a little bit of both, though. I guess because I mean, sex is an energy.
They don't fuck
exchange.
You. You fuck them.
Yeah,
kinda. Sometimes, right. Depending on the day, you know. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done sexually? Tell me some crazy shit. I feel like someone needs to say something. I'm like,
I don't know. Like, what's considered weird?
What was something? Have you ever done anything kind of like experience where after you were like, "Whoa, that was some wild shit I just did"?
Not really.
Me neither.
Like, I've never done anything like crazy. But
like,
I,
like you're
ask me some shit and I'll tell you if I have or
I
have
don't it. Like the word vanilla, but would you say you have like freaky wild sex or very much like it's more normal?
Back and forth.
Okay, I like vanilla.
But
like,
have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah, what I consider weird is not like I don't look at it as weird. So other people think it's weird, I don't. So like ask me shit and I'll tell you if I have or haven't done it. Threesome, yeah. I've done two girls, two guys, guy and a girl. I don't like it.
What was your favorite of all of them if you had to rank them in order?
The two girls.
Really?
Really?
That was my little straight era.
Mm.
Slay.
Men just be doing too much. When there's like a competitive thing.
Yeah.
You got two guys. Nah.
It's like a rat race. I like, can't actually imagine. Like, you know what I mean? Is that why you don't like it?
What?
Or like why you don't like threesomes?
It's just too much going on. I like to be able to control what you see and do.
Elaborate.
So when there's like a third, it's like too much to like take into consideration. I'm like, I just want the one.
Oh, that makes sense.
I like to enter like, you know when you have sex? And you pass that threshold of like hooking up where it's like you like forget you're in reality and it's like you time doesn't exist and it's just like I like to get into that
I
little
call
world
him.
Fuck off.
No, you shouldn't.
Don't.
I'm like, I know I would, but
I like to hit that, but you can't hit that with three people.
That makes sense.
Like
that,
the passionate part.
That does kind
of
make sense.
Like you're too aware of what's going on.
I've never had a threesome.
Yeah. Like you're having to constantly think instead of be in it.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah.
who's getting their feelings hurt? Who am I not playing with enough?
Yeah, yeah. It is like way too like
I think and I'm structured. Just so like when I'm into someone, structured? I'm into someone like
well it is. That's you really word. Have to think about the mechanics of it all.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. I think that like I would just pick my favorite person and like be like fucking them while the other person's there.
Every man for himself.
Yeah.
That's like I'm never that one, but I feel bad for the one that is.
And I think if it was two girls, I would just be like weirdly competitive.
Me too. I'm
like,
too jealous. Like, watch me suck. Why are you doing that?
Like, I would have to like prove. Well, a yeah, point.
That's another thing. I told her this. I'm like, I don't want to compete as far as performance because I know I can't carry.
I want
to
know who Pool Boy true. Is.
Okay, we'll tell you. The internet knows.
The internet knows. I just put him in my Coachella vlog, and I was like, "Will you clean my pool?"
The one in the car.
No. He's not Pool Boy.
I was like, damn, he's kind of cute.
Pool Boy, he is cute.
Can we share him?
Yeah, you can have them. I think it's funny because my vlogs are on such a delay that by the time they come out, I'm like with someone else. Like, when I filmed that, I was having a ball with that man, and now I think we're pals.
Aww. Maybe brothers in Christ, pals, buds.
Have you had a weird fan experience yet? Because obviously people are coming up to you, especially because you're so like you, like you know what I mean. Like
so, the other night it was something. It wasn't like a weird thing. It just pissed me the fuck off. Like I got so fucking mad. So like this girl recognized me, was so excited, gave me a hug. When you see me in public, I look straight. Mm-hmm. So people don't know. So I'm very cautious when girls are with their boyfriends, not to piss them off, because like I don't want to be disrespectful. So the girl comes up and hugs me and is like so excited. I'm like hi. And the guy she was with, like all of us, taller than me, I was like, god, that's a fucking big one.
How?
But like I was
I'm
so
I'm gonna have to shoot that one. It's crazy.
I was like, damn it. Like, I knew he was, I could see him getting agitated with she be, with her being so excited over me.
You should have done sudden, like something like a little gay.
Like, I say, I always like say your something, foot or something. Like, the girls and the gays got to stick together so the boyfriend fucks off.
Yeah.
Because they like to play that big dicking game and I'm going to win. I just don't like to have to play that.
Yeah.
Keep it cool, bro. Yeah. So he like grabs her hand after she's being like too excited to see me and is like, let's go. And like, drags her off and she was like, wait, I want to talk. I was like no, you're fine. I was like, have a good night, babe, be safe, like go.
Yeah.
And then I saw her when I was walking to a different bar and she came up to me and was like, I just want you to know I was so excited to meet you, but you hurt my feelings and I fucking cried because you were so mean to me.
She said this to you?
Yeah. And I was
she
like
she did?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what do you mean I was mean to you? She was like, I was crying, I have a video of it, do you want to see? And I was like, no. I was like, why do you think I was mean to you? And she was like, you told me to go. And I was
no, like go do your
the
thing.
The guy was standing right there. I said, okay, let me just tell you, like, let me explain what happened. Because I get you had a negative experience. But I need to explain what I was doing.
Yeah.
She didn't know I was being protective of her, like, just being cool about the guy.
Yeah.
So
you explain it.
I was trying to tell her what happened. And her boyfriend kept chiming in. And, like, I was like, listen. I was like, listen to what the fuck I'm saying because I'm pissed off now.
Were they drunk?
Yeah.
As fuck. Probably.
But I was like getting their attention, like listen to what the fuck I was saying. I was like, she was like, he's gay, you couldn't tell. And I was like, no, he was giving very straight bro when he dragged you off.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, I thought you were dating. I thought he got mad. So I wanted to make sure you didn't have any problems. So I was like, go babe, you're good. Have a good night. And like sent you on your way. And she was like, oh, okay. She's like, my dream is just to have a cigarette with you. So I gave her my cigarette. I was like, here. But like it pissed me off.
How frustrating though, because it's like only you know what you meant, but right. Like, and she'll probably just carry
like
it
I
home.
Cherish people that recognize me having a good experience.
Yeah.
And when something's misconstrued, I will do anything to clear it up. But when you aren't hearing me, I get so mad.
Absolutely.
I'm like, babe, I fucking hugged you.
Yeah, especially because it's like, especially because it's like, I hate when you feel like someone, like you can't get through to them. And they just want to believe what they want to believe. Like if you're trying to explain yourself and they just like are so dead set on like interjecting you and like dead set on like their experience of it. It's like,
yeah.
You feel so like in a glass box. It's like, am I like, are you hearing me at all? I feel
yeah.
that.
And her friend was like gassing her up, like, yeah, they were rude. They were. I was like, shut the fuck up. He was saying that who I was with was rude, and I was just like, ugh. Like,
yeah,
don't gas her up thinking the wrong shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's. I've never thought about that, like, you being gay and, like, the boyfriends of it all, like thinking.
Yeah, because you don't give gay just looking at you.
But, like, when my big ass comes and hugs your bitch, I would kill myself.
Me too. 100%. I like experience that with the boyfriends that you can tell just like are so forced to watch me. Like, and like you know, like they're trying to like fuck their girl and cuddle, and it's like she wants to watch Chana Mojo talk about how she hates men for an hour, and it's like you can just tell. At our show in Arizona, we had like some girls like that who you could just tell dragged their boyfriend at gunpoint. Like they were going to break up if their girl didn't get to see like Chana Mojo and Brooke Schofield
talk about that. And the man's like, I want to go to your next show. What the fuck?
I feel like we'll do one in Houston soon. And like that would be so fun. I'm moving here
next month, so.
Well, hopefully we'll get an LA show. I'm scared to do an LA show.
You come on stage.
I'll take you to where I go out. We'll have a blast.
I love Houston, Texas so fucking much. Like, it's my favorite place in Texas. One of my favorite cities in like the US for sure.
I love it.
It's the lean capital of the world. Did you know that?
Oh my God, slay. I'm like,
I know. I'm allergic to codeine, so I've never been able to like sip lean. That's
tragic.
I know, right?
What happens when you have a cough?
I don't know. Like,
she just naturally has a cough. She's been smoking.
So she lives with
a
cough.
I've had a cough since I got out of the womb, honestly. Yeah. I came out straight up hacking with like a backwood in my hand. Every 7 years, your allergies reset. I just found this out. So I like need to sip lean and see if I like something bad happens or not. Because
don't do it.
Come on.
What kind of reaction do you have?
Like nauseous, puke. But also like Percocets make you do that. And like,
give her a Zofran.
I don't think that's
what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think that's like an allergic.
No, I'm not glorifying taking Percocets. I was sharing an experience. Neither. I mean, I think
or codeine.
If you look at my Instagram and you look at two photos, you can assume or my dating history that I've probably taken a Percocet. I'm good now. My comments last vlog like were like really not vibing with Mike.
Aww.
And I saw him yesterday and he was so like, you could tell he was hurt about
it. Wasn't
that
his audience?
I feel like if you got him one-on-one he'd be cool as fuck, but when he's in his little performance personality,
he is just like that part of his personality though is so much of who he is. Like, he is just extremely extroverted and like center of attention, wild, and like sometimes it's really like funny and fun, and then other times it's like, can it, Mike? But also, like, I have a million things about my personality that I'm sure he feels that way about. Like, you know, that, like, I can be fucking perfect. Awful, too. Who do you watch on YouTube? Or on TikTok? Or, like, who are you a fan of?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Like, I feel so bad saying that, but, like, I watch my own shit.
What's your thoughts on who?
I'm kidding. I said Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
No, it's a joke.
What's your For You page? Like, what comes up on your For You page?
Random shit or, like, Terry Jo. I love Terry Joe.
Who's Terry Joe?
I'm friends with Keelan in real life.
I want to do a live.
You don't know
bad.
Who Terry Joe is?
What?
Pull her a picture.
Yeah, I've seen her.
You're so anti-woke.
She goes on live and harasses people.
I love her.
Are you a homosexual?
Yeah.
But Ari's fatal flaw, I guess, is that the feet are so awful. Sorry.
Oh, that's been probably happening the whole time.
No, let me see, because you always say your feet are like disgusting.
They're a little disgusting.
He's like, yep, confirmed.
Blur this.
Turn a little.
Damn.
Shut the fuck up, Aaron.
Amish Aaron.
Are they dirty on the bottom?
Girl, how do they look like that?
I've been roaming around.
No, like the tops.
What's wrong with the top?
No. They're like.
How do they?
Sorry.
No, literally sales are going to decline, guys. They're cute when they're clean.
No, I mean, I'd still suck one, but like.
No, you really shouldn't.
I'm trying to save you.
You really shouldn't suck one. Every time someone sucks my toes, I genuinely think, like, I don't.
Like, oof. End of the sentence. Got to get checked.
Have you ever sucked a toe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just checking. That's another thing. It's kind of like being hit in the face.
Right.
Sucking a toe. Like, you can tell when someone's never sucked a toe.
What were we fucking talking about?
Oh, Ari. He's like. He was raised with the silver spoon, and you know, and I will say I respect that he's very honest about it. You know, he's like, I'm fucking out of touch. I have no reality. Like, at least he like can admit that, and it's not like a level of delusion. But he was crying all week, like spiraling because he thought he was gonna get a Kia Optima. And putting us all through like hell.
It was never an option for him to get a Kia Optima. But, like, he was like worried about getting like a base model like Mercedes, like.
Which I guess is his version of like a 2006.
Wait, is he getting a rental or what?
Honda Civic. No, but no. So they bought him a Porsche today. So the entire Who? Ari, his family.
Who's they?
Oh. Whoever yeah. It is.
Hey,
so,
family.
Right. Hey, I've been trying since I met him. Come on. Oh my God. No, it's I want his life so bad. Like, imagine that just like all week. You're like, oh my God, like my biggest worry. Like, I might get like
I don't think we
might
do.
Get like a base level Mercedes, and then you just get a Porsche. No, but Ari's the definition of like Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather be me. Ari, you're so hot.
You have your own money, bitch.
But yeah, I'd rather be me. I'm kidding. But it's just come so easy for him. And I was saying today, Ari's the definition of like, people always say like good things happen to like
good people.
Like he's like, Ari could just still be fucking insane and awful and like.
Yeah, and he just gets and good whatever things he still needs. Happen,
so.
The credit card cycle just renews.
Absolutely, every time. Every month on the first, baby.
I do want to see the watch.
It's right here. She's dinged. I decided to go classy, girl.
Does this arm come off?
Right.
Yeah, bitch, and a little Van Cleef.
I really wanted like a fuck you rapper one, but then everyone told me that would be ridiculous. Like this is, I'm trying to enter my.
I don't like the big chunky.
I'm trying to enter my Sophia Richie Grange era. So, you know.
Sophia would not wear that.
But she would pick a smaller watch.
It's more like Sarah Schneider era.
Way, way, way more accurate.
That's the realest shit I've heard all day. That's the realest shit I've fucking heard.
Steal a Birkin and there you are.
Oh my God. Sarah Snyder's life story is so wild.
I don't think I know it.
She's a G.
She got accused of stealing a Birkin.
Okay.
But she didn't. And then she kept showing up to her court cases with different Birkins. She's so fucking.
You're kidding.
That's her.
Amazing.
That's incredible. It really is. Yeah, I'll enter my property era soon. I don't know. I didn't want to for so long. It stresses me the fuck out. So yeah. I save. Like, and I invest. I'm not like a full blown idiot, just like halfway. There were definitely times though where I was just like fucked up and wild. Like you didn't need a jet to go to like three states over. Like get on the Southwest flight, you know?
Yeah, like
now I know that.
That's a little dumb, but yeah. Even if you spend but you like live and you 2 learn. Million a year, like you're fine.
I'm just true. Shit. I just like, have to
you
grind.
Make so much more.
I definitely just have to me sick keep to my grinding, stomach. You know? And now I feel like I've been fiscally conscious.
That's good.
In my more
recent years. Have vocabulary. I like
she
it.
Does.
But I don't it's, always it, use she, it right. I'm always some of them swinging miss. And I hit like 60% of the time. The other 40, it's like.
She tests them out sometimes. And yeah, I'm not that smart.
100%.
So I'm like, wow. I do. That's literally the whole podcast.
You say it with confidence, so like you wouldn't know. Like,
I know, and I can always, like imply or like I assume what like the context meaning clues. Is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I love context clues.
Girl, I'll be using the fuck out of them.
100%. Always, absolutely, always.
I love that you don't have like a house.
I love how like that sounded.
Are you renting?
I was like. Yeah, I've always have because it's like I get so sick of shit that I spiral. What? How much is it here? I'll tell you.
So okay. Stupid.
Here is like I'd paid way more in rent for houses.
But imagine putting like into a mortgage or like.
I agree. I just think for a long time I couldn't stay anywhere for a year. I would have bought something.
Then you
so
sell the
stupid.
House when you're done and you're not out
this
anything.
Location's
and
really
my credit
good.
Was really bad. I had a lot of issues with like past. Financial management and different things that I had to spend like 2 years repairing a lot of shit that
Leno 911
happened to me individual like inadvertently I should say like that I didn't know about, you know what I mean, like just that's why when I say to you like you're very lucky to walk into this shit and have
help
resources that are established.
Yeah.
Like I very much came up in the like internet / child internet star era. There wasn't like a massive blueprint before me or people who wanted to help me that were good at what they did or like took it seriously and stuff.
People didn't know what they were doing.
So I had a lot
either.
Of people fuck on me with money and payments and contracts and just I've really learned a lot from like
trial and error.
Yeah. But I think that period of time was when my business switch like really turned on. Like I'd been making money and I was really lucky to get handed these deals and handed these things and kind of be told what to do and like all that shit. But that was when it was like, okay, I want to start businesses. I want to invest. I want to like optimize how much AdSense I make. I want to optimize how much I make on everything I do. Like I'm constantly like, that's when I started constantly looking for new sources of revenue and thinking about the bigger picture and like, even just like when shit like OnlyFans happened, then it was like, how can I optimize the fuck out of this? Cause I'd like really, that switch really turned on because of that, you know?
You said everything happens for a reason and it did. Like, that's what flipped your mindset.
Because I think
business.
I would have been way more awful with, like, I just wouldn't have been on my grind as much if it happened. Like, I don't know where I'd be now.
A reality check.
Yeah, it was good. But fuck all of the people who did that to me.
That shit happened for you, but
yeah,
it just sucks while you're going through it.
Yeah.
But look at you now, bitch.
Things are good. 100%. Things are fucking great. You know what I mean? As great as they can be.
Wow. You amaze me.
I think we crushed that.
Me too. I feel like we've got a lot of time.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask?
Do you? I feel like now I just want to shoot the shit with you off camera and like really hear the fucking tea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Talk shit for a second. Because that's the funny thing about when you meet someone for the first time and have them on the podcast, you get to have your podcast topics. But after, it's like just so fun to like.
Yeah,
I get some with names. For both of you.
And I'm ready. I'm ready to give you all the fucking tea and.
And have a cigarette. We're going to go smoke.
Oh, God.
And I'll post a picture on Instagram. I'm going to huff it.
But Leo Skeppy, you are the fucking goat. I fucking love you and your videos. Everyone go check them out on TikTok and everything else you're working on. And thank you for coming on today's episode of Canceled.
We love you. You're so hot.
Thank you for having me.
We love you.